Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton served 4 tours of combat in Iraq. He called it the most influential experience of his life, and it's one he refers to often on the presidential campaign trail. WBUR's Fred Tice reports that Moulton's leadership in Iraq brought out one quality that served him well in combat, but has sometimes gotten him into trouble in politics: his ambition.
On his second combat tour in Iraq, Second Lieutenant Seth Moulton led his platoon in one of the most grueling battles of the war, the cemetery in Najaf.
It was intense.
Lance Corporal Nick Henry served under Moulton.
The thing that we dealt with in the cemetery was a lot like Vietnam almost. The insurgency would dig into the cemetery and they would like pop out of little tunnels and holes. Like we would fight through them and then they would end up popping out of tunnels behind us, and we'd have to back up and re-clear, and basically it was 360 all the time.
Henry says half the men in the platoon saw combat for the first time in that battle.
Seth, as a platoon commander, he's very intelligent. Sometimes, in my observation, it was a little too intelligent, like a little bit more advanced tactics than entry-level Marines were capable of. But everything was relatively well executed.
Henry especially appreciates that Moulton made sure his men were ready for combat.
He spent the time to come up with the plans and the training plan to make sure that we were prepared for anything that we came to, which is, in my personal belief, why our platoon was like the most heavily relied on to execute missions during the Battle of Najaf.
Until he was about to graduate from Harvard, Moulton never gave any indication that he wanted to serve in the military. But at Harvard, he did spend time thinking about all sorts of service. One of his mentors at Harvard was former political consultant David Gergen, who remembers the challenge Moulton issued to classmates as one of 3 student speakers at their 2001 commencement.
And he gave his very, very strong address, asking the question, "What is the call to greatness for our generation?"
Many of our grandparents achieved that honor serving in World War II. Many of our fathers and mothers stood steadfast in the midst of Vietnam, fighting their own battles of duty and protest. But what is the cause for our generation? Where is our fight?
2 years later, Moulton found his fight leading a platoon of Marines in the invasion of Iraq.
The immediate thing that stood out about Seth over some other commanders was just how aware he was of how much experience he didn't have. And because of that, he was really willing to listen to senior NCOs.
Alex Lemons was one of the non-commissioned officers who served under Moulton in the initial drive to Baghdad.
There were definitely some senior Marines. It was the first time that they had been around anybody from Harvard. So when they found that out, there was a little bit of kidding, but he grew on everybody.
Moulton has said that he disagreed with the war early on, but every single day he had an influence on how it was being fought. After 3 tours in Iraq, Moulton was out of the Marines, but General David Petraeus asked him to reenlist, and Moulton asked Lemons to reenlist too. Together, they would travel all over Iraq as Petraeus's eyes and ears, identifying Iraqi forces willing to join the fight against the insurgency and Iranian infiltration.
When something was wrong, he fought it, whether that was something that the Army was doing wrong or the Marine Corps was doing wrong, or maybe even the Iraqis were doing wrong.
And then he had a really strong ability to kind of find a path through and to stay the course.
Captain Ann Gilroy Fox was the 3rd Marine on their team. In Diwania, they were living in a building with no running water, in sweltering heat, under constant attack. Eventually, they secured the entire region. Fox says they couldn't have done it without Moulton's grit.
He has a huge passion to be in service to other people, and he's a very ambitious guy, but not so much so that he would step on other people to get to where he needs to go. I think he's got the good kind of ambition, the kind of ambition that sees people through crises and that allows you to kind of make good decisions as a team.
Moulton's 4 tours of combat in Iraq transformed the young man from Marblehead.
I think it's made him more tolerant in a lot of ways, and it certainly widened his world.
Lynn Moulton says her son remains devoted to the men he served with.
Particularly, I think he's close to that second platoon that went through Najaf. It's another family.
15 years after they served together, Nick Henry says Moulton still regularly checks on his men. He traveled across the country to take one of them to his drug rehab appointment. Now he's focused his ambition on the presidency. As measured by the Democratic National Committee, he's not doing so well. The DNC barred him from 2 rounds of debates because he's yet to get the required number of financial donors or standing in the polls.
It's the longest of long shots.
David Gergen says Moulton has alienated some on the left, ironically, because last year he campaigned successfully to get young Democratic veterans elected to Congress. That effort contributed to the Democrats taking back the House of Representatives.
The people who won were taking back districts that Trump had won in many cases, and so naturally they have to be more mainstream than some of the progressives than the Democratic Party. And that makes Seth a target from some of the progressives.
Gergen says Moulton also set himself back by opposing Nancy Pelosi's re-election as Speaker of the House.
I think that he stumbled to a degree over the Nancy Pelosi effort. I think it was not fully understood what he was trying to do. He wasn't going after Pelosi directly as so much as saying there are several people at the top here and there ought to be at least one seat for the younger folks who are coming up. He did get that eventually, but he paid a price for it.
Some Democrats have called Moulton a sexist for opposing Pelosi. That bothers former Captain Ann Gilroy Fox.
I was a female Marine, and, you know, I never once felt like Seth didn't value my input or opinion. I never felt kind of categorized by him. He just never saw anything through, like, a gender lens.
3 months now into Moulton's longest of long shots presidential campaign, Fox recalls another trait Moulton displayed in Iraq that could come in handy.
He just will stay the course when others give up.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.